gas. Oh, and with the SCOM stuff, I grew up on the 5Ks and the MRC-100, so those were the first controllers I worked with. And so the macro structure on that, I actually found that fairly easy to figure out, but of course that was the first thing I started with back in the early 90s. The ARCOM stuff was the second one that I started playing with, and it's like, okay, well, you know, this is fairly easy. When I tried doing a CAT controller, that is so different than any of them. It broke my brain. I couldn't figure it out. I figured out how to set the ID, and I told them, all right, you're on the hook for the macros, because I cannot figure this stuff out. It's like, I'm not an idiot, but sometimes the way one's brain processes information, I just could not figure that out. Like, I've worked with many controllers, you know, SCOM and the ARCOM, and actually LinkCOM, did a lot of LinkCOM stuff. You know, I played with the ComSpec commercial controllers, but yeah, the CAT stuff broke my brain. And I agree with you on you're having a purpose-built controller. You know, you get some, you know, power glitches where it, you know, might get reset a few times in short order. It's like Honey Badger. Honey controller, because Honey controller don't care. You know, the Raspberry Pi stuff, it may not bother it one bit, and that SD card may also say, I'm checking out for lunch. I'll clock back in when you dump an image back on me.